like Yao Ming.
啊，有些我们心中的英雄是一些体育明星，就像姚明一样。
And others might see a hero as a movie star like Jackie Chan.
啊，有些人觉得明星就像电影明星一样，像成龙。
And others might see a hero as a statesman like President Ronald Reagan.
啊，有些人觉得英雄啊，就像国家要人，像里根总统那样。
Yeah, we look up to all these individuals.
但是当我们看这些人的时候呢
But yet God describes a hero very different than what the world, how the world describes a hero.
但是神所说的英雄跟这个世界所说的英雄是很不一样的。
The Bible says in Mark chapter 10, verses 43 to 45, describe what a hero ought to be. What does it mean for a person to be great?
在马可福音的十章的四十三到四十五节里面，神这样子说什么是真正的英雄？他说这是在你们中间不是这样的。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。并且要舍命做多人的属下。
It says that through God's eyes, a hero is a servant.
在神的眼中，一个英雄是一位仆人。
During the past few months, we've been studying the book of Philippians.
在过去几个月里面，我们一直在学习腓立比书。
The Apostle Paul in chapter 2 speaks about this specific area of being a servant.
使徒保罗在第二章的里面这样子说，这样子一位仆人。
He points out that Christ is the ultimate example of a servant.
他说实际上基督就是那个最终的那个仆人的榜样。
And we see this in the early part of Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 to 11.
在腓立比书的一开始第二章第一到第十一节的地方，我们看到这样子的描写。
Although Jesus was the Son of God,
虽然耶稣是神的儿子
Yet he humbled himself to be a man and to die on a cross to pay the penalty of our sins.
但是他愿意降卑为人，死在十字架上来做我们罪的赎价。
And I'm sure Paul to realize that some of the readers might question whether they could be such a servant like Christ.
所以使徒保罗也在心里想说，有一些教会的领袖甚至心里怀疑说，他们可不可能像耶稣那样子。
So this Jesus Christ, he could be that kind of servant, but who am I? I can't do that.
他说耶稣基督能够成为那样的仆人，但是我是谁呢？我能够做那样子的事吗？
You know, scripture reading this morning, the Apostle Paul points out two specific models, two examples of an ordinary believer and how they can be servants.
但是在今天我们所读的经文当中，使徒保罗指出两个很普通的信徒他们能够成为那样子一个英雄的仆人的典范。
And Apostle Paul introduces these two submissive servants. They are Timothy and Epaphroditus.
使徒保罗说这两个这样子仆人的典范是谁呢？是提摩太和以巴弗提。
He's basically saying that hey, all of us, all ordinary people, we all as believers could be these kind of servants which God looks up as great or as heroes.
其实使徒保罗这样说，说其实我们在座的每一个普通的信徒都可以像提摩太和以巴弗提一样，成为神所说的那个英雄那样子一个仆人。
We'll take a look at these two models.
我们来
as servants today.
我们来看看这样子两个仆人的典范是什么样的。
The first one is Timothy. Let me just give you a little background about Timothy.
首先是提摩太，他的一些背景是这样子的。
As you know, Paul, well, who founded the Church of Philippi, had a great concern and love for the people there.
我们知道使徒保罗他建立了腓立比教会，所以他对腓立比教会的信徒非常的关注和挂念。
He longs to be able to minister to them, to interact with them.
他切望的去跟他们一起同工，跟他们一起有一个交流。
But because at this time, as he's writing this epistle,The Apostle Paul was imprisoned.
但是在这个时间里呢，当他写腓立比这封书信的时候呢，他在监狱里面。
He could not go and visit the Philippians.
他不能够亲自的去探访，去与他们见面。
So it was his desire to find someone to go on his, in his place to minister to the people there in Philippi.
所以他想找一个人能够代替他，代表他去见面跟腓立比教会。
He was imprisoned in Rome.
他在罗马入监的。
There the Christians in Rome didn't really care too much about those Christians over in Philippi.
但是在罗马的信徒呢，对他并不是那么样关心，不像腓立比教会那样子的关心他。
And they were very busy, preoccupied doing things of their concern.
所以在罗马的信徒只是关心他们自己的事情，不太关心保罗。
In fact, we see Paul had a little hard time trying to find someone that would represent him and to go on his behalf.
所以在罗马的时候呢，那个地方他很难找到一个代表他去关怀腓立比教会的人。
And then here we see where Timothy comes in. The Lord guide the Apostle Paul to Timothy to send him on his behalf to the Philippi.
所以在这里我们看到神就把 提摩太引到了保罗的面前，然后提摩太可以代替代表保罗去腓立比教会去关怀那个教会。We
see in Philippians chapter 2, verse 19.
在腓立比书第二章十九节的地方，他说：“我靠主耶稣，指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得着安慰。”
We're going to see how Timothy here is described as a submissive servant. And the first characteristics as we see in this verse is that a servant, he's a servant that cares.
所以我们看到, 提摩太在这里是一个非常谦卑的仆人, 但是头一个他的素质呢, 就是他是一个关心人的仆人。
And we see that Paul and Timothy were kindred spirit.
使徒保罗跟提摩太他们都有一个很良善的心
And they both have pastoral hearts that care for people
他们都有一个牧者的心肠，关心人的心
Paul here says that he was eager to send Timothy to see what was going on in Philippi
保罗实在是很渴望提摩太能够去腓立比书来关怀这个教会
As Timothy goes forth, he was to cheer and encourage the Philippians.
所以提摩太去那里就可以使这个腓立比教会再次的喜乐起来。
And Paul is waiting eagerly for Timothy to come back to get the good news so that he can be cheered and encouraged.
所以保罗的心思是说，当提摩太去了，使那个腓立比教会喜乐和兴旺起来之后。 那个好消息传到传回来，他自己保罗自己也从心里面得到安慰和鼓励。
And give Paul a great joy to hear from those that he has ministered in the past.
所以这会带给保罗他自己心里面一个极大的喜乐，因为他曾经所建立那个教会，现在又兴旺起来。
In 2 weeks, I will be leaving Houston to go up to Kentucky for my studies.
两个礼拜之后，我就会去 Kentucky 那个地方去开始我的学习。
I like Apostle Paul am looking forward to hearing good reports from Houston Chinese Church.
我心里也想望说，像使徒保罗一样，能够从 我们这间教会也听到那个兴旺和喜乐的好消息。
I look forward to be encouraged as I hear news of how God is using you to further the kingdom of God.
我也很希望听到神使用 你们兴旺神的国度, 并且带给我安慰和鼓励。
We know that here Paul said that Timothy was a servant. He was a servant that cares.
所以 我们在这里看到使徒保罗说提摩太是一个仆人，他是一个关心人的仆人。
In verse 20, Paul goes on to describe Timothy as being a very unique individual.
在第二十节的地方，保罗这样说，他形容提摩太是一个非常特别独特的一个人。他说，因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。
It says here that Timothy really had a genuine interest, had a heart for the well-being of the Philippians.
这里说提摩太他有一个仆人心肠，他是一个非常真心的挂念在腓立比。
First time when we say we want to care for you, we expect something in return.
当有很多时候我们说啊，我关心你，是因为我们心里面想得到一些回报。
That kind of caring is conditional.
那样子的关心呢，是有条件的。
And this is not what Timothy is saying here. Paul is describing this care that Timothy has is a genuine interest. To the Philippians.
但那不是跟提摩太的心里面那个关心一样，因为提摩太的心肠是一个非常真实的一个挂念。
And this caring is unconditional.
这样子的一个关心和挂念是无条件的。
It is to give but not expecting anything in return.
就是要给予, 而不期待回报。
I know a brother, a member of this church, Alex Leung.
我知道有一个我们教会的一个会友叫 Alex Leung.
He has a real passion for the Muslim people.
他对于回教的那些失丧的人呢，有一个负担心中。
He has a genuine interest in their well-being.
他心里实在的是关心他们。
He goes out of his way to meet Muslims, to develop relationships with them.
所以他特别的去专门的与他们建立关系，来关心他们。
And whenever there is a need among any of them, he does not hesitate to make himself available to help them.
如果他看到他们当中有一个需要，他会毫不犹豫的去帮助他们。
We see Alex was a servant that has a genuine interest in the Muslims.
你们看到 Alex， 他心中对于穆斯林的那些失丧人心中有一个真实的一个关心。
May we learn from Timothy also, he being a servant that cares, that we ourselves need to learn to be servants that care.
所以我们要像提摩太来学习那样子，有一个关心人的这样仆人的心态。
May we learn to demonstrate care for those that are around us.
我们要学会对于我们周围的人有一个这样子的关怀，实际的关怀。
Because if we are going to make an impact in our community, we must learn to care for one another, just as Timothy did.
因为我们如果要对于我们周围的社区有一个影响，好的影响的话，我们首先要学习怎么样子像提摩太那样有一个对人的真实的关怀。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 12, Verse 10, he says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself.
在罗马书第十二章第十节这样说，他说，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
And Paul, as we go back into verse 21, he continued to elaborate how Timothy was a servant that cares.
在接下来的21节他这样说， 他说，别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
Paul here says that it was natural for the people that were around them to care for themselves.
如果我们都对于我们周围的事情很关心，那就是一个很自然的事而已。
Human beings are just selfish beings in general.
我们人都是大概都是一个很自私的一个自我中心的。
Unfortunately, this is also true among believers too.
很不幸的是，对于我们信徒也是一个很通常的情况。
And there are various believers that chooses or to focus on their own personal interests and not on the interests of Jesus Christ.
很多信徒他只是关心他自己的益处，而不关心耶稣基督的事情。
And here Paul was contrasting how all the other people were self-interest toward Timothy, how he was interested in the will of God.
所以使徒保罗这里来比，说提摩太不是那样子的，他是以基督耶稣的事为事，而其他的人呢，只是在求自己的益处而已。
The Apostle Paul says that Timothy was a servant who cares.
所以保罗说，提摩太真的是一个关心别人的人。
Not only that, but we see the second point, that Timothy was a servant with a proven record.
不仅仅提摩太是一个关心别人的仆人，那第二点呢，是提摩太也是一个有信得过的表现的一个仆人。
We see this in verse 22.
在第22节这样说，他说，但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音，与我同劳。
Here Paul speaks about Timothy as an eyewitness, as a first-hand experience.
所以使徒保罗在这里说提摩太的时候，是以一个第一证人，一个亲眼看见的一个目击证人来说的。
He says, "We're co-laborer. We serve God together in spreading the good news of Jesus Christ."
啊，保罗说，我跟提摩太，我们一起的服侍，一起的服侍主。
They have an intimate relationship as a father to a son.
啊，他们保罗说，我跟提摩太的关系就像父亲跟儿子那样子亲密的关系。
So Paul has an opportunity to watch Timothy regularly.
所以保罗有一个责任，他从旁边来观察，来帮助提摩太。
And he sees that Timothy lives a life consistent to his belief in Christ.
于是保罗看到提摩太过了一个很一贯性的服侍主的一个生活。
There was clear evidence that he was an servant that really cared.
啊，一个有很多的表现能够看得出他是一个啊服侍神的人。
Timothy has developed a reputation in such a way.
啊，在这样子的服侍心态里面，甚至别人都看得出来，确实是这样子的。
Others recognize him as a servant that cares.
别人看得出他有关怀人的这样子的心肠。
He has developed a proven record time and time again.
他一次又一次的证明他有信得过的表现。
It was not just a one isolated incident and another isolated incident.
这并不是只有一次或者是两次这样子的表现而已。
But we see through time that he has developed a track record of being a servant that cares.
那的时间证明他有一个信得过的表现来证明他是那样子一位仆人。
Although I will be leaving shortly,
我很快就要离开。
I know that the congregation will be in good hands.
但是我相信我们在神的掌管当中。
Because God has provided many, many caring members.
因为在我们当中，神已经供应过我们很多关怀人的这样子的仆人。
I found a privilege for me to work with many of the fellowship leaders and small group leaders.
我很荣幸能跟很多的小组的一些小组长们一起同工。
Who demonstrate care for members in the flock.
这些小组长们表现出来他们对于会友们的关怀。
And through the years I've seen track record, proven record, that they care for the flock.
并且随着时间的延续呢他们的表现真的是信得过，他们确实是关怀他们的小组的组员们。
And it is evident that they pray for their members regularly.
而且很明显，他们经常的为他们的组员来守望祷告。
They make it a point to call members of the group to hold them accountable in their spiritual growth.
他们经常的打电话来问他们属灵的情况。
And not only that, but they believe that through their personal work one-on-one with the members, that they will grow closer to the Lord.
而且他们透过一对一的这样的关系来保证他们能够继续的与主更加的亲密并且成长。
We see that there is an army full of under-shepherds among us.
所以我们看到在我们中间有这样子的关怀人的仆人像一个军队一样那么多。
They have proven records that they have care for one another.
他们关怀人的心肠已经表现出有信得过的那样子的服侍。
And when I ask members in the English congregation, what do you appreciate most about Houston Chinese Church?
所以我问那个英文那边的会众说，你们最喜欢我们教会什么地方呢？
It's very common for me to hear them say, I love my small group.
所以我不奇怪当他们说我最喜欢我的小组。
Because it's there where I feel cared for, where I feel a sense of belonging.
因为那是我觉得我被关怀到而且我有归属感的一个小组。
And I challenge y'all to also continue to care for one another in your fellowship group as well as in your small group.
所以我也鼓励在座的各位能够在你所属的团契或者小组里面彼此关怀。
Because it's through this care for one another where we will be able to continue to make an impact in our community.
因为正是通过我们彼此的关怀，我们可以对我们周围的社区产生一个好的影响。
May we seek to continue to grow spiritually so we can draw upon the Lord to help us to be servants that care.
所以我们要继续的在主里面成长，所以以至于我们有那个力量能够彼此的关怀，能够关怀到我们周围的人。
God's given us two models of a servant.
所以神在这里给我们两个仆人的典范。
The first model we just discussed was Timothy.
第一个我们刚刚看过的就是提摩太。
The second one is Epaphroditus.
那第二个典范呢，就叫做以巴弗提。
Let me give you just a little background concerning about Epaphroditus.
然后我们看一看以巴弗提他的一些背景。
The Philippian church heard about the Apostle Paul being imprisoned in Rome.
腓立比教会听到了使徒保罗在罗马已经入了监。
They heard that the Apostle Paul was going through some difficult time.
他们也听说使徒保罗经历了一些很困难的时期。
And because of the church's love for Paul, that they did two specific things.
因为腓立比教会特别的爱保罗，所以他们做了两件事。
They took a love offering so that they might be able to better minister to the physical needs of the Apostle Paul.
首先他们为保罗做了一个爱心的，收了一个爱心的奉献，这样的话保罗实际的需要就会得到满足。
And secondly, they sent a dedicated layman to go to take care and minister to Paul personally.
而第二件呢，他们又派了一个很好的信徒来实际的来去到保罗那里去关怀他。
This person was to remain with Paul to help him, to care for him, to assist his emotional as well as his spiritual needs.
这个好的信徒是要被派到那里跟保罗住在一起，然后关怀他，然后来了关怀他情感上和属灵的需要。
And the layman that was sent forth was Epaphroditus.
这个好的信徒就是以巴弗提。
How was Epaphroditus described as a servant?
那圣经是怎么样形容以巴弗提他这样一个仆人呢？
We'll take a look in verse 25.
那二十五节这样说，他说我想必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的。
Epaphroditus, here is a servant that is recognized.
以巴弗提是公认的一个好的仆人。
He was highly regarded as a servant.
大家都说他是一个非常好的仆人。
And here we see he was described in multiple ways.
所以这里用很多的字来形容他。
Paul says that he's my brother.
保罗说他是我的兄弟。
We see that there's a close intimate relationship with Paul.
所以看到以巴弗提跟保罗有一个非常亲密的个人关系。
He's also described as a fellow worker.
他是与保罗一同做工的人。
A fellow soldier.
一同当兵的人。
Meaning that there were tough times that they were able to battle together and win for the Lord.
实际上他们一同经历了一些这个试炼或者一些难处的时候，他们一起的靠着主一起的走过。
He was also a messenger.
他最后还是一个被差遣的人。
So Epaphroditus did a lot of different things and he was recognized by others of who he is.
所以以巴弗提确实为主服侍了很多，而且众人都公认他是一个好的仆人。
If others were to describe you, how would they describe you?
那我们想想看，如果别人来形容你的服事，那别人会怎么样形容呢？
Would you be commended for who you are and what you do?
那你是不是一个委身于你的职分的人呢？
Would you be recognized as a servant that really cares?
你会不会被别人说成一个很有关怀很愿意关心人的仆人呢？
As you remember earlier, Jesus says, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant.
我们刚才所念的，我们也记得耶稣这样说，说我们当中谁愿为首的，就必做别人的用人。
Not only was Epaphroditus a servant that is recognized, but we see the second point, that he was also a servant that cares.
你看到以巴弗提他不仅是一个公认的好的仆人, 并且他同时也是一个关心别人的仆人。
And we see this a very clear evidence both in Timothy as well as in Epaphroditus.
你看到这一点, 他跟提摩太是同样的。
Let's see what Scripture has to say in verses 26, 27, and 30.
所以在26, 27跟 30节的地方, 说到了他们的共同之处。 他说, 他很想念你们众人, 并且极其难过, 因为你们听见他病了, 他实在是病了, 几乎要死, 然而神连续他, 不但连续他, 也连续我, 免得我忧上加忧, 因他为做基督的功夫, 几乎致死, 不顾性命, 要补足你们供给我的不足之处。
For his pastors, we see various descriptions of a submissive servant.
所以我们刚才的几节经文，我们看到他是一个非常 顺服谦卑的仆人。
We see that Epaphroditus was a servant that cares.
我们看到以巴弗提也是那样一个关心人的仆人。
He was a servant who makes sacrifices to others.
他是一个愿意牺牲自己来关心别人的人。
And he was also a servant that takes risks for God.
他同样也是一个为了神而愿意冒险的一个仆人。
You see, Epaphroditus had this big offering from the church and he was to deliver it to the Apostle Paul.
我们知道以巴弗提他身上带着从教会募来的捐款要送给保罗。
The road to the Rome was quite a distance, not only that, but it was a very dangerous road.
他去罗马的路上不仅是一段很长的路, 而且这个路是危险的一条路。
For there were many bandits on the road waiting to rob people.
在那条路上呢, 有很多的强盗。
And for him to carry a large sum of money, he was very vulnerable.
所以他身上又带了很多的钱, 又走在那样的一条路上, 确实是很容易受到伤害的。
He risked his life to go on that trip.
所以他走那条路是冒了很大的危险。
We see that Epaphroditus here was not content simply to contribute toward the offering.
所以你看以巴弗提他不仅仅 就是做一个贡献, 捐出一点钱而已。
That is just passive. He wanted to be actively involved.
那只是一个被动的一个捐助, 他愿意, 更加积极地来参与。
He says, I will be willing to go and deliver this offering to the Apostle Paul.
他说我愿意去, 去亲自地把这个钱送给保罗。
Knowing that I will be there to assist Paul in whatever he needs, I want to encourage him.
不仅仅我愿意去到那里, 去服侍他, 去鼓励他。
We see that Epaphroditus moved from being a spectator, a passive person, to an active participant for the Lord.
他乃是从一个旁观者的角度, 而变为一个参与者的角度, 来服侍保罗。
He was willing to risk his life for others.
他愿意, 以自己的生命冒险来服侍别人。
He made many sacrifices on behalf of others.
他真的牺牲了自己很多的东西, 为了要服侍别人。
He took many risks for God, so the kingdom will be further.
他为了神, 为了神国度的原因, 他愿意来冒这个险。
This reminds us of a principle that the Apostle Paul taught in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
所以这正是 腓立比书二章, 二章三到四节里面, 保罗所说的, 那样子一个我们彼此相处的一个原则, 那就是, 凡事不可结党, 不可贪图虚浮的荣耀, 只要诚心谦卑, 个人看别人比自己强, 个人不要单顾自己的事, 也要顾别人的事。
I'd like to introduce to you a longtime member of our church. Her name is Moni Tai.
我想在这里介绍给你们一位我们教会的一个很长时间的会友, 蔡文元姐妹。
She is a model of a servant.
她是一个仆人的典范。
She's indeed a servant that cares.
他是一个关怀人的一个仆人。
And he's also, she's also a servant that makes many sacrifices.
他同时也是一个为了服侍而牺牲了很多的仆人。
She's also a servant that takes risks for God.
他也是一个愿意为神来冒险的一个仆人。
I'd like to ask Moni if she would come to share her testimony with us.
我们来请 Moni来上来给我们做她的见证。
She's decided to be an active participant and not just to be a spectator so that she can serve God.
她为了服侍神,她愿意从一个旁观的角度来成为一个参与的一个服侍。请我们来请 Moni来给我们做她的见证。
大家好，谢谢曹牧师给我这个机会，在他讲道的当中给我这个机会来分享。求主祝福一下我要讲的内容，愿一切荣耀归给我们的神。我觉得自己很荣幸能够成为神的仆人。曹牧师也有很多人喜欢用牺牲这两个字。 我觉得这两个字带着有一点很悲惨的感觉，所以我不喜欢用牺牲这两个字，我喜欢用投机这两个字，因为我觉得自己没有什么好牺牲的。投机里面肯定会有赢有输，大家都晓得输的时间是比较多。感谢神，我在94年的时候。 接受耶稣基督成为我的救主，我也知道我所相信的神绝对不会让我做亏本的投机，所以我把我整个生命投机在他的国度里面。我没有拿什么本钱出来赚国度里面一切的宝藏，我什么都没有，我只有一口气，两个字：我肯。 我肯把我的信息意念，把我整个身体献给神。神是信实的。今天我全世界服侍神，在中国有4年的时间，我只是投资了我肯两个字，却得到很大很大的回报，是我没法所想所求的。在中国有很多还没有开发的地方。 贫穷人很多，数不尽。可惜因为我肯，神引导我去那个地方，去帮助一些贫穷的、没有书读的、破碎的家庭，还有一群对未来一点希望都没有的少数民族苗族。神让我带领我，给他们很多家庭的温暖。 给他们书读，给他们感受到爱的力量。在2年前，神带领我丈夫和我去了这个贫穷的山区，帮助了很多小孩可以上课，也让他们有一个正常的教育。到今天为止，我们34个学生读书，年龄从10岁到24岁。 小学4年级到大学的3年级，他们不单只可以上课，在这2年当中，我们跟70个学生传福音，感谢主，有67个学生信了主。约翰福音4:35节说，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。我们也成立了一个家庭叫蒙恩之家。 除了他们到政府开的学校以外，我们在家里每天也要学习神的话语。我们每天早上5点半起床，6点钟灵修，0:45我做带领，然后星期六晚上我们有service 有做礼拜，星期天晚上我们有家庭分享。 然后放假的时候，我们尽量安排一些好像主日学的课程给他们。神在这一群青年身上做了很多很多的改变。现在这群 少年虽然有书读，有衣服穿，有人关心，也懂得爱，更重要的，他们有神的话，神亲自的在他们生命里面，他们不再自卑，他们觉得生命不再是黑的，他们整个的生命改变，生命观改变，他们整个生命活跃起来。因为他们的改变，很多破碎的家庭能够得以重建。这一群学生信主虽然不是很长很长的时间，可是有15个家庭因为小孩的改变都归向主。神真的很好，把一切荣耀归给他。我看到这些果子的时候，也看到这群生命的改变，我很兴奋。哥林多前书15章58节说，常常切力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。所以我觉得我人生再没有什么值得我去投机的。感谢神，我们好几十个小孩里面有2/3的已经奉献给神。请你们为这班学生祷告，在他们成长的过程里面，可以从自我的中心转到神的中心，再转到人的中心里面，做一个精明的投资者。我要在这个月的16号回去，请大家也为我祷告，让我的心在任何情况之下不动摇，永远在神里面做一个我肯的人。也求主按着他的心意供应我们蒙恩之家一切所需要的。最后请大家为我蒙恩之家祷告，使蒙恩之家能够成为侍奉耶和华的家，好像加勒说，基于我和我家都要侍奉耶和华，基于蒙恩之家和我都要侍奉耶和华。我们蒙召是神的恩典，我们能够侍奉神更是神的恩典。谢谢大家，求主祝福大家。
我们现在就一起请会众一起站立，我们来为Mooney和他的蒙恩之家，我们来向神献上祷告。主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你使用这个教会兴起像Mooney这样子的愿意在神的国度中投资的这样子的宣教士。主啊，我们把他的服事放在神你的手中。主啊，他将要这个月16号回去。主啊，求你恩上加恩，力上加力，在他的生命当中。主啊，将你的同在，将你话语的能力，将主你丰丰满满的恩典，你的智慧加添在Mooney他的心，他的生命当中，使他的服事，使他的旅途，使他的家庭，使他那个蒙恩之家都更加的蒙主你的悦纳，更加的蒙主你的赐福。主啊，我们也把蒙恩之家所需用的，他们的财务方面的需用，他们的生活方面的需用，交托在主你的手中。主，你是要按照你荣耀的恩典，丰丰富富的供应他们一切的所需所用，都不致缺乏。因为主，你是我们所唱的那位信实的主，你的信实存到永远。主啊，我们也为蒙恩之家那里面的弟兄姐妹们，我们献上祷告。主啊，正如Mooney所求的愿这个家成为服侍主你的家，愿这个家里面所出来的仆人，出来的使女，能够更加的在神你的国度里面为你打那美好的仗，为你来兴旺福音，为你来拓展神的国度，为你来赢得那个周围的人。主啊，我们愿意你大力的更加的使用Mooney和蒙恩之家，成为那个地方的光，成为那个地方的祝福。主啊，愿你的恩典智慧，愿你的慈爱伴随着他们一直到永远。主啊，我们感谢赞美你， 祷告都是奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Please be seated.
好，请坐。
We see indeed, moaning here is an evidence of one that is a servant of the Lord.
我们真真实实亲眼看到一个仆人的典范。
She's a servant who cares.
她是一个关怀人的仆人。
She's a servant who makes sacrifices.
她是一个愿意牺牲或者愿意投资的一个仆人。
She's a servant who takes risks for God.
她愿意为主来冒险。
Paul says, in verse 29 of chapter 2, he says that we ought to honor these kind of servants, like Epaphroditus, like Moaning.
所以使徒保罗在29节这样说，说，故此我们要在主里欢欢喜喜地接待这样的仆人，也要尊重这样子的仆人。
This morning I'd like to honor Moaning for your faithfulness to the Lord.
我们在主里面今天早上我们感谢穆尼他的忠心的服侍。
I believe there are also many other servants of the Lord in this congregation.
我们相信在我们的会众中有很多像这样子的神的仆人。
And I want to honor you.
我们也向你献上感谢。
For as we look at scripture today, we see that those that are servants are indeed the real heroes.
所以我们从今天的经文我们看到那些真正服侍主的人才是真正的英雄。
May we also learn from Monia, she says there's three words that we need to learn to say to God.
我们从 Monia 身上我们也要向神来说那三个字。
I'm willing.
我肯两个字。In Chinese, it's two words.我愿意 sorry.
I am available.
Are
we willing to be available to be servants for God?
我们是不是愿意说神啊我愿意来服侍你
Are we willing to go beyond being spectators to be active participant servants for Christ?
我们愿不愿意从一个只是一个旁观者来变成一个主动的参与者来服侍基督呢
And the Apostle Paul challenges us today.
使徒保罗在这里今天也鼓励我们在座的。
That we step up and take part and be participants.
我们要走出来，来做一个积极的参与者。
I'd like us to bow and pray.
我们一起来低头来祷告。
As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, I'd like to give one last challenge to you.
那当我们低头祷告的时候呢，我愿意给大家一个最后的一个鼓励和挑战。
As you know, the church is presently short in our pastoral staff.
我们知道，我们现在教会因为曹牧师也要短暂的离开，我们缺少牧者。
Now, there will be heavier burden that will be upon the existing staff as I will be going on sabbatical.
所以现在的牧师们会有更重的担子来服侍。
But yet I know that there is a whole army of ministers among us.
但是我知道在我们当中有一大群的愿意服侍主的人。
And I'd like to challenge each one of us here to step up and to go beyond being a spectator to be an active participant for Jesus Christ.
所以我愿意在这里来向你们挑战说你们不要再做一个只是做一个旁观者而是愿意来走出来做一个主动的服侍的参与者
I urge you this morning that you would make a commitment to join with the pastoral staff to do the work of the ministry
在这里我鼓励你们要有一个共同的服侍主的一个委身同教牧团一起来服侍。
I challenge you to make a commitment to do whatever is necessary to advance the kingdom of God.
我挑战你们要有这个委身来服侍主来推进神的国度。
I'd like to ask, before I pray, that for those that are willing to be active participants, I am going to be joining team with the rest of the pastoral staff to further the kingdom of God, I'd like you to stand right now.
我在这里，我在我祷告之前，我愿意，如果你们愿意来参与这样的服事，和教牧团一起的来，推进神的国度，来服事基督，我请你站起来。
God's calling a team to work together, and I ask you, if you want to be part of that team, you come, you stand up, and you join us in serving the Lord.
神呼召你来服侍他，和教牧团一起来服侍神的国度，服侍这个教会，服侍基督，请你站起来。You
might say, I don't know what I could offer, but whatever, I am willing.
你可能说我不知道我有什么可以投资的，但是你说我愿意，我肯，请你站起来。God
is speaking to you. I ask that you stand.
如果神感动你，对你说话，请你站起来。You
might say, I don't know what I can do, but I am going to be available to you, God.
如果你愿意对神说，主啊，我不知道我会做什么，但是主啊，我愿意，我肯，请你站起来。Maybe
I have been passive for a long time, but it's time for me to stand up and to be an active participant today.
也许你曾经很被动，坐在一帮消极的来看、来旁观。那么今天，请你站起来，啊，做一个主动的参与服事的人。We
need a bigger team to do the work of the ministry. We believe that you can help us.
我们需要更多的人来服事主、服事教会。我们需要你。I'm
just gonna, give another moment. We ask if you want to be part of this team. You stand, and I pray for you.
如果你愿意加入这个服事的团队，请你站起来，我愿意为你祷告。I
want to be a servant that cares.
我愿，如果你愿意做一个有关心别人心肠的人。You
can count on me. I'm gonna be available.
如果你对神说，你可以使用我，我在这里。Use
me as you wish.
啊，神啊，你来使用我，我愿意。May
your name be glorified.
愿主你的名得到荣耀。Dear
God, we thank you for multitude that stood up this morning.
主啊，我们为在座站起来的这很多的人，我们献上祷告。Father,
we are excited at what you're going to do in this coming year.
主啊，我们真的是为着在未来的一年里你会做的那些伟大的事，我们真是心里面激动。For
we know that we find power and strength not in human ability, but upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，因为我们相信我们不是靠着人的能力和智慧，乃是我们靠着主你的力量和智慧。I
pray for each one here that's standing up and making a commitment to be actively involved.
主啊，我向你祈求，求你来使他们。
That you will guide them, you will bless them, you will direct them, you use them in a powerful way.
主啊，求你赐福他们，求你给他们力量，求你大大的使用他们，在你所指定的方面。Because
we're forming an army for the kingdom of God.
因为在神的国度里面，我们今天有很多的人组成这样子的服事的团体。We
thank you for these men and women and for their commitment to you.
主啊，我为他们的委身，他们的愿意，我们向你献上感谢。We
thank you in advance of what you're going to do in and through them.
我们提前的向你献上感谢，因为你将透过他们做很大的事。In
Christ's name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Thank you, Pastor Paul. 谢谢乔牧师的教导。我们能够效仿。